Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms today, Psalm 18. We're going to look at verses 6 through 15. This was written by David when he was delivered from the hands of his enemy and from the hands of Saul. And here's what he said. He said, "In my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him and to his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wild. He made darkness his covering. His canopy surrounded him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy. With great bolts of lightning, he routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at your rebuke, Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils." Well, David's ragtag army was no match for Saul and Saul's elite soldiers. David's group was outnumbered and outarmed. Their days were numbered. David was desperate. So he called out to the Lord. He cried to God for help, and God responded. God always does respond, doesn't he? God's intervention is described with poetic drama. It may have been that God used a tremendous storm or some phenomenon of nature to stop David's enemies. The earth trembled. The mountains shook. Great bolts of lightning struck from the dark clouds. The earth was laid bare, and David's enemy was exposed. Are you desperate today? Do the issues you face seem absolutely overwhelming? Do you feel the enemy is closing in? Then call out to God. Cry out to your Heavenly Father who loves you, cares for you, and always desires the best for you. I don't know if your rescue will be as dramatic as David's, but I know it will be just as effective. God will meet you right where you are and take you where He wants you to be, to the place of refuge and the place of protection. I love you, Lord. You are my strength, my rock, my refuge, my deliverer, my shield, my salvation, and my stronghold. I'm crying out to you from a desperate situation. I wait for your rescue. In Jesus' name, amen.